Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
Let's have a quick look now at what's happening over the next couple of days. And I spoke to him briefly a moment ago because I've got a bit of help here from Alan Wares again from Reverb's Albion Raw show and Move On Up show as well. And he's
I'm taking over the airwaves. You are, and you're studio producing as well.
For me today. Firstly, are you in a condition to have a look through the listings of what's coming up in Brighton Festival after the events of Sunday evening?
I have eyes, if that's what you mean. No, everything's fine. It was a beautiful day. Obviously, nothing to do with the festival. So, but all those that want to hear about the festival, just bear with me for about, you know, sort of 45 seconds here. It was something obviously massive for the city. I mean, we've got people saying, oh, you're having a parade for finishing second. Now, this is a parade that was actually something that was for the city. It's the past 20 years. Now, I'm going to bring your stuff in here, Rebecca. People don't know you're a Charlton fan. They themselves are going through, well, not for the first time, the mire. So when it comes to appreciating what a football club can do for a community and the targets and the goals that the football club achieves are met, then it's time for a city parade.
Absolutely. And I was at home, and I live approximately, and I looked it up on my phone to work out how far I am from Hove Lawns, 2.5 miles. Mm. And I opened my windows when Anthony Knockhart came on stage and I could hear the noise from Hove Lawns in my flat.
Noisy lot, aren't we? Yes, it's that kind of hero worship. I mean, you know, the sort of international hero worship that we have that's very much a part of the city. I'd say anywhere between, depends on which reports you believe, it's anywhere between 60 and 100,000 turned up. It was a perfect day for the weather-wise. It was nice and warm. The club put on an extra special show. For those who were inconvenienced by it, sorry, too bad. We were having a party. That's what Brighton does.
It didn't seem, I mean, I was looking at to check how the roads were doing, and it seemed like most people got the message.
So
a great time was had by all.
Certainly those who support Brighton and Hove Albion, yes. It was a huge day. It was an enormous day. Like I said, the club put on an excellent show. We've had these open top parades before and they've been good, and there's lots of flag waving, but this one was a bit good. The club spent a few quid on this, but the point is that I think that the city as a whole will benefit, you know, from August onwards. In fact, even from now onwards, I can say for Albion Raw, for the Radio Reverb, we've already had requests from international press. You know, we're almost like the go-to radio show for talking to Albion fans from, you know, we've had people from Spain, we've had people from the Far East talking to us. So Reverb could go international very soon just by the fact that Brighton and Hove Albion is now a Premier League club.
Okay, I want one number from you because we're going to finish Albion back to festival.
Sure.
That's the position that Brighton and Hove Albion will finish next season.
I would be delighted with 16. Anything lower than that number, better still.
Marvellous. Lower as in a lower number, not
lower
number, down.
Not lower down, a lower number.
Absolutely.
One would suit me down, would suit me perfectly.
16, we'll see. Above that and the drinks are on, Al.
You're on.
Marvellous. So let's get back to Brighton Festival business now and take a look through a few of the offerings over the next couple of days.
Yeah, we've got tonight, if you're listening to this live on Tuesday, we've got there's Songs for the End of the World, which would be just typical that, you know, if this sort of thing were to come true, that Brighton just gets the Premier League and then we're spoiled by Armageddon. Tickets are still available for the one-off show by Dom Coyote and the Blood Moneys. Reverb heard from Dom here on the festival show yesterday, and he explained how the piece of futuristic tale of Armageddon and a spaceman. It does sound lovely, this, doesn't it? When the apocalypse arrives, astronaut Jim Walters is left suspended in orbit on his way to Mars, broadcasting songs for the end of the world to a silent Earth. Well, at least, I suppose at the very least, there'll be some peace and quiet.
And there are tickets available for that at Theatre Royal tonight, Tuesday night. There's also a chance to catch up on several events running throughout festival over the next couple of days. An example being In Their Shoes, that's a poetry trail at a number of locations across the city, including the Jubilee Library. And I put on a suede boot to hear poetry in my ear at that one.
Yes, we've heard about that. There was no soul attached, was there?
Oh.
Sorry. There's also Ibek Duban's installation They Online at Fabrica. The piece explores how does Turkey view the other, and by how by extension do we? In her multi-screen installation, Ipek Tupan goes behind the scenes in Turkish society to provide a glimpse of her country's ethnic, religious and gender diversity and the everyday discrimination and resistance that it triggers. It's a free event, open from midday to 7pm every day through the bank holiday, through to the bank holiday Monday the 29th of May.
Let's do a quick reference of a couple of sold-out shows on Wednesday that it's worth checking if there are box office returns. Jeremy Hardy of Radio 4, Theatre Royal on Wednesday, sell out.
I always miss him every time.
Another one that sold out, you've got details on, but check for returns, is at the Spire, I believe. No Dogs, No Indians.
Again, do check. But it's a world premiere piece, actually, exploring how far people go to resist oppression. It's three intertwining stories explore the effects and legacy of the British in India to mark the 70th anniversary of Indian independence. But yes, do check the box office. You never know.
So finally, let's look at a piece that there are tickets definitely available for. Some classical music on Wednesday lunchtime at the Theatre Royal. And pianist Tyler Hay performs there at 1pm. Festival programme says of Tyler, "The fearless virtuosity of Tyler Hay has propelled him to the top of his class. Last year, he won the gold medal at the Royal Northern College of Music." And that's Tyler Hay, who's performing at the Theatre Royal on Wednesday at 1pm.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.